And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. Currently outside, a pleasant 74 degrees, expecting a high of around 95 today. And if you're going to those jamborees tonight around the area, we're looking at around 90 degrees when those will kick off. And joining us this morning, as they do every Monday and Friday, we have Skank Insurance at studio, and joining us is Gary and Charles Skank. And guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, we're doing great. The first that's on my mind this morning is the golden text of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. That's considered the golden text of the Bible. And I just want to emphasize how great, how thankful we should be for the privileges that are ours because of his sacrifice for us.
Absolutely. That is a fantastic verse to get us started this morning. And, of course, we welcome you guys back in here this Friday. And, Charles, what is on your minds today?
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be with you. Monday, Dad and I talked about Social Security protection or income protection, and how if you have a married couple and maybe one makes $1,500 a month in Social Security income, the other makes $1,000, when a death occurs, that lower check is going to go away and their income is going to be reduced. And a lot of times people might not be prepared for that, and we have what we call Social Security income protection, which is a way where they can have those, that sum of money replaced and have that fill in that gap with an insurance policy. But there's another form of insurance, final expense. And Dad, you've been selling final expense longer than I've been alive almost. And, you've worked with a lot of people, try to make sure that things are going to be in place for their final arrangements. And sometimes people think about that and they say, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of a selfish thought.
Right. Right. You know. Right. Or they just throw me on the brush pile and light it on fire or something. That never happens, though, does it?
No, that don't happen. That don't happen.
That expense falls to somebody.
Right. Right. And it's a real expense. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at your family tree and most of it's in the ground. Most of the family tree is roots in the ground. So there's, you know, us that are alive, we just haven't passed away yet. But when we do, there is a loss of income, like you already mentioned, and there's expenses for burial. Now, some people have the money on hand for the burial, and that isn't, if they have that, that's not a big deal. But if they don't really have the money on hand, that can really create a burden for the rest of the family.
So my thinking is that somebody is going to pay for that.
Right.
And if you haven't made arrangements for it, then your spouse is going to have to, if you have a surviving spouse.
And if they care, what if they don't care, Charlie?
Right. That's true. That's true. And then if your spouse isn't around or not able to, and then maybe it falls to your kids.
Right.
And the question would be which child is going to pay for your burial?
Right.
Are they going to try to come up with the funds together, or are they both going to care? Maybe you don't have kids and maybe it's going to fall to that nephew.
Right.
Is he aware that he's going to be responsible for your final expense?
Right.
Or maybe that niece.
Right.
Which nephew, which niece?
Right.
And so sometimes it's easy to sort of push the snooze button and sort of pretend that that isn't really out there, but it is. And if you haven't dealt with it, the good news is that there are options. There are options in almost all, many, many life situations. There are options for you to get some kind of coverage that will pay or help pay for your final expenses. And that's the one thing we help with. on a side note, Dad, there's a lot of our listeners who have been part of CAPERS.
CAPERS, yeah. State. They work for the state, or they worked where they had state benefits.
That's right. And is it true that every CAPERS employee has a $4,000 life insurance, or is it most of them?
Well, there's usually an exception to every rule.
Yeah.
So right? I hate to say every one, but
a lot of them that we've run into have.
Yes, and it's a $4,000 benefit. It has no cash value, and the thing about that death benefit is, if it's paid to a family member, it's going to be taxable. If it's paid to a funeral home, it will not be taxable. And there's a special form for CAPERS retired that we have, and we're willing to share, willing to help you get it filed with CAPERS, that will let you name a funeral home. Now, some people say, well, what if I name this funeral home, and then I go live with my kids in Indiana? Well, these funeral homes are considerate of each other, and they work together. That happens all the time. And so if you make a designation for a funeral home here, and your kids, you wind up in Indiana or Connecticut or somewhere, the funeral homes that most generally work together to help solve those problems. So it's not, shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. So that's sort of a no-brainer. If you were a CAPERS employee and you have that $4,000 death benefit, make it out to a funeral home and avoid the taxes for your, and be that much closer to having that expense met.
And we have the forms to do that if we need to.
Right, right. It's a service we offer. It doesn't pay us anything, but we love to
right.
help people to get that straightened out.
And we're not going to charge for that service either.
No.
We're not going to charge for that service.
No. So you might be thinking, well, maybe you have that, maybe you don't. There are plenty of options. And you might think, well, I really can't afford it. I really can't afford it.
And maybe you can't.
Right.
And I know there's people that are really not able to afford it. And we want to be sympathetic with that, and we want to be sensitive to that. But the other thing I want to mention, Charles, is a lot of times you might have life insurance policies that have loans that might be, there's all different kinds of situations going on. And what I want to say to people is we'll be glad to assess their situation. If they'll bring paperwork, policies to us, information, we will help them. We'll get it down on one piece of paper where it'll be a snapshot of what they've got, where they're going. Maybe they have a term policy that they're 65, 70 years old, and that term policy is going to go through the roof price-wise because it's at the end of the term. Well, we have some choices with that. And if it's a sizable term policy and you have health issues, we might be able to get you cash for that policy.
That's
so
right.
So all kinds of situations out there, and we just want you to know that we'll be glad to help you assess your situation, help you make sure your beneficiaries are like you want them. I've seen beneficiaries where it went to the ex-spouse. And the guy probably would have turned over in his grave if he'd have realized that. But he didn't take care of his paperwork. And we will help with those details. We will help with those details.
This is something that we think about as little as we can normally.
Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We
right.
sure hit the snooze button on that.
Right. But by putting a little bit of thought and intentional
planning.
Yeah. You can make it a world's easier for your children, for your beneficiaries, for the people that you leave behind.
Right.
And, you know, there's sometimes when there's funerals where there wasn't planning.
Right.
And there's stress.
Right.
And there's
extra stress.
Yeah.
Extra stress.
Yeah.
That could be avoided with some planning.
Yeah. And then you've been to ones where there's planning and there's an ease about it that just
minimizes the effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So you can be a hero to your kids and to your beneficiaries and the people that you leave behind by taking care of this and having everything in place.
Right.
And that's how we help. That's one of the ways we help people.
You know, Charlie, we had open house last week here in Coffeyville. ribbon cutting chamber was there. Candy was there.
That's right.
And we had a good turnout. The refreshments that Judy put together was awesome. Anyway, I wanted to thank everybody that came to that. And 802 West 8th is where our office is here in Coffeyville. And what's the phone number, Charles?
236-6930.
620-236-6930. Okay.
All right, so some good stuff there for you. And we'll continue the conversation right after this. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Expert here on this Friday morning. And joining us in studio from Skank Insurance are Gary and Charles Skank. And gentlemen, again, good morning. How are you doing today? And enjoying the conversation this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right, so what do we have in line for our second part of the program today?
So right now, starting yesterday, is the Veterans Event, Veterans Roundup, at Memorial Hall in Independence. And yesterday was the first, this is the first year we've ever attended, and it's been really, really a neat thing. I didn't know really what to expect, but it's at the Memorial Hall. There's booths there. And the main thing is that there's a row of tables with guys, processors from the Veterans Administration. They're helping veterans see what benefits they qualify for. Some of them are bringing maybe issues or problems that need to be addressed, that they're trying to get solved. I talked to one guy, and a file had been lost at the VA, not once, but twice.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's shocking, right? Shocking. Yeah. And it's really frustrating because when COVID hit, these processors were working at a 2% capacity.
2%?
2%.
Wow.
It feels low the rest in good times. So I can't imagine what 2% would be.
Right.
And so it's very frustrating. You're just talking to some guy on the phone and you get cut off or you set on hold for hours. And here you have an actual live person that has a lot more contacts and a lot more ability to solve problems. Virgil Peck was there, Senator from the area. He was there visiting, and there was just a great turnout. They had a great breakfast. They had a great lunch, and I met people there that were not veterans. It was good to meet them. People mentioned our radio show, and it was just good to connect with people, and this is a completely free event for you to come to. There's no pre-requirements. Just come show up, say hello to us, enjoy some food. And it was interesting being in a room that had that large a percentage of veterans.
Right.
There was just, it was a special quality of group of guys. And it was, I don't know, it felt good to be there.
Right, right. And Charles, you know, there may be people listening that want to help. Doug Harland and Donnie Reynolds are doing a lot of the financing for this themselves. And if you have a burden or a concern or are inclined to want to help fund something like this, because they're furnishing food, they've rented the rooms. Anyway, there's quite a bit of money involved, and they didn't ask me to say this, but if you would want to help in any way, because you just want to help, give us a call, and we will tell you how you can help.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's ways to help, and it's just a great thing.
And this event's going on today and tomorrow, 9 to 4. They're serving breakfast at 9 and lunch closer
around
to
noon.
9 to 4, both today and tomorrow. And just want to encourage you, if you're a veteran, if you're a spouse of a veteran, if you're a widow of a veteran, or if you're a dependent of a veteran, come in and talk. Maybe there won't be anything that they can do to help you, and maybe there will be. But these guys will be honest and straightforward with you, and they really have a passion to help veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
They really have a passion.
So there's booths, there's some giveaways. We actually have a drawing for a grill. And
grill? Charlie, you're giving away a grill?
Giving it away. Giving
Charles,
it away. It happens tomorrow.
You get in my checkbook all the time, buddy.
So
what kind of a grill is it?
It's a Traeger grill.
A Traeger?
Yeah.
Is that like a pellet grill or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. From
That's right.
Is it from Newton's?
It's from Woods.
It's from Woods?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
they enter a drawing?
Come in, put your name in.
Do they have to be present to win?
They don't.
They don't have to be present
to win.
As long
as we have your phone number, we'll call you and let you know.
Right.
So
what if somebody wins that in Alaska, Charlie?
Well, they're going to have a long ways to come pick it up, I guess, right? Bring a pickup.
Bring your pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on your optimism, you know.
Right.
If
right.
you're praying for rain, you want to carry an umbrella, right?
That's right. That's right. So,
so
come
Charlie,
out. We'd be glad to have you, and we'd just be glad to meet you.
Right. Now, Charlie, just a little bit of a review. We have an office there in Independence, 2801 West Main, Suite A, and our number there is 620-331-8800. And the office here in Independence, 802 West 8th. And Jason Owens is kind of the main anchor here.
Mm-hmm.
There is other staff, but the number there is
620-236-6930.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we're not going to have to wait long to see you again because we'll see you again on Monday morning about the same time.
Thank you, Jason. Or thank you, Kyle.
All right, guys. You have a fantastic weekend. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Again, Open Line starting up here in just a moment.